With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Nevada Army National Guard. Aired by the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up after the break, Dr. Robin Titus. She's a doctor. She's also an assemblywoman. She's also the minority floor leader for the Republicans in the state assembly. We are just now completing, and in fact, we should be done momentarily with the with week 11 of the Nevada legislature. This will be interesting. We'll find out if more bills passed today. We've got another deadline coming up in a week. We'll talk about that. It's been very, very slow, but the pace, I think, is going to start picking up. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up with Dr. Robin Titus, all coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at 5:30 on a Friday, I gotta say, I'm surprised. Overall, the freeways are mostly moving along for this Friday afternoon rush hour. You're getting a little congested as you work your way through downtown right now on the 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange. Also, maybe you'll tap the brakes there, 515 north at Pecos. Remember, those lane restrictions are still slowing things down on Lake Mead Parkway and Wagon Wheel on Interstate 11 northbound. That continues until the end of the month, by the way. Also, some heavy volumes on the Northern Beltway as we speak. 215 north, that's at Jones, and 215 westbound at Tenaya.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. UNLV basketball, they have added center David Muaka via the transfer portal. He played his last two seasons at Lamar, where he was the Southland Conference Defensive Player of the Year. Last year, he averaged 5 points, seven rebounds, and three blocks per game in conference play. His rebound and block total went up to nine rebounds and 3.5 blocks per contest. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they are back at this evening as they play Anaheim. So far, so good against the Ducks this year. The two teams have not matched up since February 27th, but the Golden Knights are 4-1-0 against them this season. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Parents, do you want your child's shoes to fit perfectly? Then you need to get your kids Skechers Stretch Fit shoes. Because Skechers Stretch Fit shoes are so comfortable and so stretchy, they easily slip on and fit almost like a sock. Your child is constantly moving and constantly growing, so they need a shoe that moves with them. And Skechers Stretch Fit's soft, stretchable material contours to their busy feet. It's a perfect fit. And not only do they fit like a dream, they perform like one too. Skechers Stretch Fit keeps your child's feet comfortable all day long. With Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam and a breathable Stretch Fit knit, your child will be cool and comfy whether playing, studying, or just hanging out. Plus, you'll love just how durable they are. Stretch Fit is designed to take everything your child can throw at them. And if they get dirty, just pop them in the washing machine. It's that easy. Give your kids perfect comfort that adjusts to them with Skechers Stretch Fit shoes. Find them at a Skechers store near you, Skechers.com, or wherever kids' shoes are sold.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We are just now completing week 11 of the 81st Nevada Legislature, and somebody that's been a part of all of it is Dr. Robin Titus. She is an assemblywoman from District 38, also a minority floor leader. She's also a medical doctor, and she's very active in that arena as well. She joins us now from Carson City. And Dr. Titus, explain how it works. You folks are there. You're not like Congress where you come in for about 2 or 3 days a week. You're there. You folks work 5 days, sometimes more a week. Am I right?
Yes. Kevin, thank you for that question. We are elected for a two-year period of time, and technically we're your representative for the 2 full years. We are only in session, however, for 120 days, beginning the first Monday in February. And we are done 120 calendar days later, counting Saturday and Sunday. Interestingly enough, we only get literally paid for the first 60 days we're there. And after that, our staff gets paid, but we don't. So we are truly a citizen legislature and working for the people.
Let me ask you, week 11 now has come to a close. My understanding is you folks were on the floor till what, 5 o'clock?
Yeah, no, not today. Today we finished about 2:30, 3 o'clock, and then we were done for the day. We have a big deadline coming up this Tuesday, the 20th, which is a deadline for what we call first house passage. So all of our assembly bills, unless they've been what we say exempt, have to be passed on to the Senate by midnight on this Tuesday. So we've been having very lengthy floor sessions.
Let me ask you, a number of bills are starting to ripen, if you will, and in fact, some bills have actually been passed. Can you talk a little bit about, are there bills that that you really like that are still alive, and are there some bills that you really hate that are still alive as well?
Yes and yes. So this has probably been, and people have heard me say this, and I'm going to say it again, the most partisan session I've been involved in, and this is my fourth one. As of the first, so we have a number of deadlines in that short 120-day period. Last week on April 9th was what we call the first committee passage deadline. So, in other words, any of our assembly bills that did not pass out of the committee that they were assigned to were dead by April 9th if they weren't passed out. Now, they can suspend the rules, but they didn't suspend those rules, and so at that day, at that deadline, we called the first committee passage, there was 309 bills that passed out of that committee. We had 146 bills die. The interesting fact was, of those bills, only 37 Republican bills survived that deadline. Mm. So pretty disparate. It was just very disheartening.
And there's nothing you as the minority leader can do. There's no parliamentary stuff that you can pull.
Not for those type of things. Although we are negotiating, and we did get a few bills that got out of that first committee passage. The good news is that we still have a 2/3 law in our state that anything that has a fee or an income or raises taxes requires a 2/3 vote, and so. All of my team, I call our team 15, are very strong about not my caucus members and And we feel strongly that we promised the citizens of the state that we would not raise taxes. And so they've actually either tabled some of the two-thirds they want to push, or they amended them so they didn't require a fee or a tax increase to drop that two-thirds, because we're serious about not voting for two-thirds unless they give us some of our good bills that we want.
And are there any bills like that that you can tell me about that you would support if they'll give you something in return?
Well, right now, unfortunately, they've killed most of our bills that we really wanted to get through, Kevin. We've talked a long time about restricting this governor's emergency powers. We've addressed the all mail-in ballots and some of these horrendous bills, not to mention the Second Amendment insult bill. All of those bills, they killed the ones that we wanted to go forward, but they haven't killed those bills that we feel are just absolutely an insult to us and an attack on us. And so at this point in time, mostly it's like, okay, if you introduce those bills, then we may be here a long time.
Wow. What is the leverage that you do have? I mean, do you have some leverage? Obviously, on the two-thirds bills, I understand that, if there's a fiscal note or something like that. But do you have any leverage at all otherwise?
Unfortunately, no.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that is it, as we are still in the minority, and that's why we need to, you know, show the folks listening here, whether you're a nonpartisan, independent, or whatever registration you are, who left the party because of the severe partisanship, that, you know, one party rule is just isn't helpful, and you can't get good legislation nor good negotiation because, you know, we don't have a seat at the table. Although we improved by picking up those seats that we did, they do have to speak with us on some issues because we do have that ability to block some of the bills that they may want. But the reality is we're still in the minority.
Again, joining us, Dr. Robin Titus, Assemblywoman, District 38, excuse me, and the Minority Floor Leader. The governor earlier this week made a speech. He announced that May 1, we're going to be moving forward relative to the pandemic. June 1, we're going to be out from under. First of all, what did you think of the speech? A lot of people have criticized it as being a highly political speech.
Well, I immediately released an op-ed on that one, Kevin. I have to tell you that it seemed the timing was questionable. We've seen some numbers tick up, which we would expect. This very day that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine was, halted just until they could sort out some of the information they were getting. All that is released the day he says we're going to open it up on June 1st. We know that the counties, he said the counties could have their plan released May 1st. So, but yet he still had to approve it. To me, it's been a political process, not really based on what the science is really showing us. So again, I feel strongly it's all about politics in the next election cycle. And conveniently, it's when this session is over, right? And so now we start the political process again.
Let me just ask you, I know that eight counties, and I'm not sure if your county has done this, but they have essentially broken away and they've said, we're done. We're going to be at 100%, not May 1st and not June 1st, but right now. Nye County, I think, did it just last week. Can you talk about that effort, and is it legal?
Well, I think what's happening is people are frustrated. People are saying, okay, we've gotten a vaccine, and I have received the vaccine. We got the vaccine. We want to be open. We've seen now some of the data, and I've said on the show multiple times, we just didn't have the data initially over a year ago now. We didn't know what this virus was going to do. Now we have a better picture of it. And I think folks are frustrated. So these counties are saying, wait a minute, we've been destroyed. We need to save our county. We need to open up. And I truly have felt, and I actually put in a bill that never got a hearing on, at some point let the governor do his thing, and then after 2 weeks, if there's an emergency, then he needs to go back to the counties and let the counties decide what they need to do. And so I truly feel that the counties need to make that decision. The governor disagrees. For example, his mask order, that he says we all still have to wear masks. And so who has the right? We do know that the governor controls this, and we'll see how much pushback we get from the people who enforce it.
But those eight counties that have already said, we're done with the mask, we're done with social distancing, are they in violation of some code or some law, some state law?
Well, the reality is the governor has already threatened that if you do that, then they could potentially have OSHA fines. They could potentially lose any state licensure that they have. So there's those issues. If you're a business that doesn't require any intervention from the state, then you'll have to make that decision yourself. So that's the concern, even though some of these sheriffs have said, hey, I'm not going to force that. I'm going to go along with what the county commissioners say. But the state does still issue certain licensure. Will there be retaliation? I just don't know.
We will find out. We'll all find out together, but there are eight counties right now, including Nye and other counties up north that have. And by the way, quad counties, have any of your county commissioners done this same thing?
Our county commissioners in Lyon County did release a statement saying, hey, we are going to decide what we need to do and not enforce any other laws. But again, come May 1st, every county was going to be allowed to issue their statement on what they want to do. Some have been issuing it earlier than others. And interestingly enough, Kevin, we have gotten the information that the legislative building will be following whatever the Carson City rules are, because that's where we reside. So it'll be interesting to see what Carson has to say about how we open up, and including the building.
And that brings me to my final topic, and that is the building opened or reopened yesterday, but under really tough situations. You have to have reservations. You got to have 24 hours notice. You can only visit one member at a time. What do you make of this reopening of the legislative building?
Well, I think it's critical that we did open the People's House to the people, even in the limited capacity. I know that I just want to give credit to our legislative staff who worked really hard to try to get this under extreme circumstances. In other words, we had a plan to open up much greater than this, but they were also under the rule of OSHA. We have a lot of employees in that building, and they were obligated to keep them safe. The whole issue of exposure of your employees is a concern, and I think they were following that because, frankly, the CDC released guidelines that said, hey, you know, if you've all been vaccinated and you're in a group, you don't need to wear your mask, you don't need to have social distance, and as long as you're fully vaccinated. Well, we were under that impression, and I was actually pushing that, but then we got a statement from the state that said, hey, OSHA says something different. And so there's a lot of different information, conflicting information, you know, between what the CDC says, what even our state says, what the counties are going to say, and unfortunately, that's what has been the problem. The good news is I did have a constituent that came in yesterday, and it was pretty exciting to be able to have the 16-year-old come and visit with me.
Oh, that is nice. That is nice. Dr. Titus, if folks want to reach out to you, even if they don't live in 38, how can they reach out to you? And I firmly believe that in particular now, when the building isn't really fully open, that everybody needs to reach out to their members of the Assembly and the State Senate. If they want to reach out to you, how do they do it?
Well, I will tell you, everybody should reach out to everybody. We had hearings today that nobody was there. We had room for 9 people in the Ways and Means this morning and several other hearings, and there was no folks there. My constituent that came in from Fallon yesterday said, hey, it took them 15 minutes, sign in the day before. Please, we want these rooms, that 9-seat capacity. They only had, in the whole building yesterday, I think they said there was only 27 people, if that, that actually signed up. So please, fill these rooms. Make our argument that we needed to open up the building. Show proof, you know, that we were right, that people want to be in this building. Yes, there's a step to it, but it's a minimal hassle compared to what this world has gone through. So,
indeed.
Go on the Nevada State Legislature website, and you can reach your representative, but you can reach me. It's easy. It's just robin.titus@asm.state.nv.us. Sign up. I'd love to see people come in. You don't get kicked out during the day. You come in, you have a visit. You can see other folks if they have time. You stay in the building the whole day. That's not like you have one appointment, then you must leave. So we want you in this building. We want to show that people do indeed want to be in this building. And that 15-minute sign up out front before you get to come in is well worth the hassle. We need people in this building.
Hey, Dr. Titus, thanks so much. Have a great weekend, okay? We'll talk again soon.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate the time, and you stay safe and stay well. Bye-bye.
Dr. Robin Titus joining us, Assemblywoman District 38, Minority Floor Leader as well. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
New time, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison & Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
The summer is almost here, and so is the Las Vegas heat. Are you ready for summer? Most importantly, is your air conditioner ready? Home Air Conditioning, locally owned and operated in the Las Vegas Valley, can save you money and keep you cool all summer. Schedule your $59 maintenance and safety inspection to keep your AC running all summer long. Call Danny at 702-878-8367 to schedule your appointment today. Turn to the experts at Home Air Conditioning, license number 51994.
Afraid that price for your new air conditioning unit was too high? Afraid that repair price on your AC unit was too much? Sticker shock.
Home Air Conditioning, your cure for sticker shock. Call Home Air Conditioning for free second pricing on your new air conditioning unit or AC repair. Home Air Conditioning voted the friendliest AC company in the valley. Call Danny for your free second pricing. 702-878-8367. Online at homeairlv.com. License number 51994.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play. And it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
This is Republican Assemblyman Gregory Hafen II of Assembly District 36. My district includes Pahrump, most of Knight County, parts of Northwest Las Vegas, Logandale, Moapa, and a portion of Lincoln County. I will be on the Kevin Wall Show throughout this year's legislative session to review all the recent happenings in Carson City, the horse trading, bill sponsors, and lobbyists behind the bills that are being considered and passed by your legislature. To learn more about me, go to Hafen4Nevada.com.
Mr. Rogers said, look for the helpers. Can always find people who are helping. Thank you to all the first responders who put their lives in danger to help us when my brothers and sisters need them. We look out for the helpers because they look out for us.
Thank you, first responders! Thank you, first responders!
Learn how you can help first responders by texting BRAVE to 24365.
big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and Local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up on the show, we're going to tell you two strip shows that I love are coming back. We'll talk a little bit about the shows that are going to be coming back down the strip, and there's a bunch of them that are coming back, but two in particular that are coming back soon. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figuerella, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, we normally bring you a lot of bad news on this show, but I want us to bring you some good news. And gentlemen, Jim Dallas, you've got some news that I'm going to really like.
Yeah, I got to tell you, Kevin, we're all kind of a little anxious to get back to normal life. And, well, it looks like it's going to get that way. I tell a lot of people, if you're going to see one show in Vegas, go see one of the Cirque du Soleil shows. And the good news that we're reporting here is two of those shows are going to be coming back to the Strip on July 1st. Mystere, which was the first of all of them, is going to be at Treasure Island. And that began all the way back in 1993. That was the original on the strip. And O is coming back at the Bellagio, and that's the one with the water, which really is a lot of fun, especially if you love to swim and watch the acrobatics. Great shows, Kevin.
Nope, I can't wait. And you're saying that's July 15th?
No, July 1st.